November 8th was the 20th anniversary of UN Resolution 955, which created the International Criminal Tribunal on Rwanda, and the UN has announced a new ICTR legacy website, including a video tribute to its own accomplishments. During its 20 years in operation, the court indicted 93 Rwandan Hutus, convicted 61, and spent $2 billion. In 2003, former chief prosecutor Carla Del Ponte announced that she intended to indict Rwanda's Tutsi president, Paul Kagame, for the assassination of his predecessor, Rwandan president Juvenal Habyarimana, and Burundian president Cyprien Ntaryamira, but instead she was summarily fired. No one was ever indicted for the assassination, which, by the ICTR's own admission, shattered a fragile peace and started the ensuing panic and slaughter of 1994. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Phil Taylor, a former private investigator for ICTR defense attorneys, who became a prominent critic of the court as host of the Taylor Report on CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto.
Phil Taylor, have you seen the ICTR's 20-year anniversary video tribute to itself?
Yes, one time.
Okay, I'm going to play the opening of the video.
All right.
From its first makeshift courtroom, the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda went to work on a formidable task. Its mission: to locate, apprehend, and prosecute the architects of the genocide. Over the last 20 years, the tribunal delivered judgments that define, for the first time, how the world confronts acts of genocide in a court of law.
Phil, what do you think?
I think it's shocking, embarrassing that they did this. You know, there's a proverb that says self-praise is no recommendation. What I saw was a self-promoting video. It's totally inaccurate. And they end up, strangely, by seeming to endorse the current government of Rwanda. And I don't understand how that has anything to do with the mandate of a tribunal, which is to look into the crimes committed in Rwanda in 1994. So it shows to me that they really were engaged in a political exercise to basically justify the regime that exists there today, which is a military dictatorship established by Paul Kagame, masquerading as a political structure. I think it's contemptible. When you see such absurd, grand talk about the tribunal, and you hear this actor's voice, and I'm convinced that is an actor. Somebody paid a lot of money for that four-minute self-promoting video.
Oh, yeah, they acknowledge that it's an American television actor.
Yeah. It costly. You know, to bring it down to saying, and now Rwanda, you can listen to the radio and be safe, that is such a caricature, because it is well known that if you were a broadcaster in Rwanda today and you were supporting Victoire Ingabire, you would be arrested. You would not be safe. Here is the United Nations International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda putting out propaganda to sustain a one-man dictatorship. That is a disgrace. And that people calling themselves lawyers and judges associate themselves with such a video really just tells you that it was bankrupt from the day it started. They said that they were going to end impunity, and they established impunity. They only tried those who were defeated. That would be the previous government, and ethnically the people called the Hutu. There were no Tutsis, there were no RPF people accused or tried. So, indeed, it was exactly what they said it would not be. It was victor's justice. And the video that they presented is the kind of thing you get from an authoritarian regime. They do not expect to be contradicted. They don't expect anybody to be allowed to say anything except themselves. So it's like a regime, the ICTR, and it's a self-congratulating regime. I don't understand why they have a public relations department to slap them on the back. That seems to be a waste of money and not the purpose of a tribunal.
And that was Phil Taylor, former private investigator for ICTR defense cases and host of the Taylor Report on CIUT 89.5 FM Toronto. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.